not yet in the image of God. Most of Christendom have been taught and believe that God created, past tense, man in the very image of God. Oh, really? So if we want to see what the image of God really looks like, all we have to do is look at the vast sea of evil, sinning humanity. Or maybe you believe, like many, that Adam and Eve were, past tense, in the absolute very image of God when they were created, but then lost that image when they sinned. Few indeed realize that being made into the image of God is much the same as being saved. It is an ongoing process. Check all the verses in the original. Now saving, to save, shall save, might save, are being saved, etc. For by grace are ye saved through faith tells us how we are being saved, not when. Verses such as 1 Corinthians 1:18 in the King James. But unto us which are saved it is the power of God, is not a faithful rendering of the Greek. Check an interlinear. The words are thus, to thee yet ones being saved us. Yes, often the original manuscripts have only endings and not the complete word, as in ing. It clearly shows an uncompleted action. Creating man in God's image, King James Version.
And God said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him. Male and female created he them.
Concordant Version.
And saying is the Elohim, make will we humanity in our image, and according to our likeness. And creating is the Elohim humanity in his image. In the image of the Elohim he creates it, male and female he creates them.
So we see here the same thing we have already discussed with regards to the Greek aorist tense of verbs, as in, for God so loved the world, versus for thus God loves the world. God's love for the world continues, and creating man in God's image also continues. Lustful, carnal-minded, sinning, Adam and Eve were no more in the complete image of God at their physical creation than the apostles were completely converted during the schooling under Christ's teaching. It is all an ongoing process. We are even still being converted and still being perfected and still becoming more and more like God. How often I have heard preachers remark how Adam and Eve were in the very image of God. The true image of God does not sin.
For whom he did foreknow, he also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of his Son. And as we have borne the image of the earthy, we shall also bear the image of the heavenly.
Presently, only Jesus Christ is the true image of God, 2 Corinthians 4:4. 4.